Thanks, Barry. Well, good evening, everybody. And for anybody who doesn't know me, my name's David, and I'm the older adults pastor here at DPC. Today I want to look at how do we know what God is like? Do we really know God? What's God really like? But first, let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are creator of all things. You are God Almighty. There are times it can be hard to know you, to feel your presence. You can feel distant. Help us to know what you're really like, and to know your presence, and to feel you close at hand, to feel your love and forgiveness. Amen. How do we know if someone's real? Well, we actually went through this exercise at Staying Sharp at the beginning of February. And if you don't know what Staying Sharp is, it's a older adults ministry here at DPC, which helps those people who have generally retired keep their brains and bodies working and to bring Jesus to those who don't know him. So how can I tell if Lloyd is real? I can see him. I can hear him if he talks to me, and I can talk to him. I can touch him in a COVID-safe way, of course. So that's pretty easy and straightforward, isn't it, when the person is here with us? But what if there's someone that we can't do these simple things to see if they're real? Have you ever known someone or had a friend who just keeps prattling on about this person they know who's absolutely fantastic? They're a wonderful person. But the problem is, you don't know them. And you just find it hard to believe there could be someone so fantastic. They can't be that good. You don't know them. And all you're getting is somebody else's point of view. Then all of a sudden, one day, your friend introduces this person to you. And you go, oh, wow, they are right. This person is everything they said they are. They are fantastic. We know now because we've met them. Is this how it is with Jesus? How do we know what Jesus is really like? We say all these great things about Jesus, but we've never really met him, have we? We say we love God's forgiveness, but how do we really know it? Is God someone we only know through someone else's point of view? So three things I'd like to look at today are: Jesus is real, Jesus claims to be God, and people follow Jesus as God. So let's look at the first point. Jesus is real. If you remember back the first 3 weeks of this term, we did a series briefly looked at the Jesus an Introduction course. And the first one of those, we were shown that Jesus is real. And for anyone who might have missed that, we'll have a bit of a recap so that we can be sure. First of all, we have the Bible, which has the four Gospels in it, which give accounts of Jesus' life, ministry, death, and resurrection. And these were either written by people who were with Jesus or knew him. And then, of course, there's Luke, who talked to many eyewitnesses of Jesus' life. Luke set out to give Theophilus as true and accurate account of Jesus as he could. But some people might say the Bible is biased. And if that's the only source, why should we believe it? Well, it's not the only source. We have a couple of Roman historians, Tacitus and Pliny the Younger. Both were born about 20 to 30 years after Jesus' death and resurrection. And they made reference to Jesus. And the references are cross-referenced with the Roman governor of Syria at the time and Pontius Pilate. So we have the correct time frames as well. And this is at a time when Christians weren't very popular with Rome. So it's probably a bit surprising it was noted at all. Then we have Josephus, who was born just a few years after Jesus' death and resurrection, who was a prolific Jewish historian documenting Jesus in his 20-volume history of the Jewish people. So it isn't just from the Bible we know Jesus existed. There are other external sources as well. There is documentation of Jesus' life. So how does knowing Jesus is real help us really know what God is like? Well, that brings us to the next point. Jesus claims to be God. So how does this help us really know what God is like? Now, I remember when I was a hire a hubby, and before any of you get the wrong idea, hire a hubby is a handyman franchise. But I was having some issues with quoting on a particular job. Paving was something I had little knowledge of and hadn't had the opportunity to experiment on our own house at that time. And I was talking to one of the other hubbies, and he said, "Ah, you need to talk to John of Merrylands." Yeah, that's how we were all known. I was David of Burwood. But Bernard of Beverly Hills told me John of Merrylands was really good at paving and other things like painting and tiling. So I rang John up and got him to come and have a look at the job. Well, I didn't win the quote, but I did find out that he was very good at all he did. He was fantastic at what he did. And we ended up becoming not just a good working team, but good friends as well. Do we see God like that fantastic friend of a friend? We hear all about how great he is, but find it hard to believe because we haven't seen him. When you think about it, if you look through the Old Testament, the number of people who actually saw God is very few. You've got a few more who've actually heard God's voice, but not seen him. Does that make God a bit hard to know? A bit far off? Jesus claims to be God, and that's why I love the beginning of John's Gospel so much, because he puts the idea in such a great way. John easily connects Jesus to God. And there's a straight line connecting them and then making them as one. John is saying, if you know Jesus, you know God. Let's have a look at what the first five verses of John says. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This sounds very familiar, doesn't it? How much does that sound like the first few verses of Genesis, where God begins creating out of chaos? So what do we see about Jesus in these verses? He is the Word that John refers to. In the beginning, he was with God. He was God. Through him, all was made. Nothing was made without him. He is the light and life of all mankind, and nothing will overcome the light. We can see here, John is telling us Jesus is God, the Creator. And a bit further along, John is talking about this straight line between God and Jesus. In verse 14, it's there again, truth, glory, and grace. That's God. And you can see all this in Jesus. We see John is telling us that Jesus is God. But how does this really help us to know what God is like? Well, knowing Jesus is like when you get to know that friend of a friend you're always hearing about. You're hearing about God, but not really getting what he's like. Then you meet Jesus and you start to understand what God is really like. Because Jesus just isn't a friend of God. He's not just telling us about God. Now we're going to go and have a look at the beginning of Mark's gospel now. And Jesus is actually showing us what God's like. Just more acknowledgement that Jesus is God. It starts with Mark quoting from Isaiah, where he refers to a messenger preparing the way of the Lord, preparing a highway for God. John the Baptist is preparing the way for God here on earth. He's preparing a way for Jesus, a highway for God. Then we see John baptizing Jesus and God telling all how pleased he is with him and the Holy Spirit descending on him. So we see Jesus is God come into the world. The people of that time had that amazing opportunity to know God in person. But Jesus is not the way to get to God, like a ticket to some really big event. Jesus is the big event, God the Son, full of God. So don't get all worried about praying to Jesus or God, to the Father or the Son. They're different roles they have, but none of them are going to get upset if you glorify and worship Jesus. He's the one with the focus in the New Testament. What's our church's mission? Not just to follow God, but to follow Jesus who reveals God fully to us. Jesus is real. Jesus is God. The final thing we're going to look at is that people follow Jesus like he was God. Now, I remember growing up in Campbelltown and going to the show one year, and there was a big crowd up the end of the football field. I thought, oh, there must be something interesting going on there for that crowd to be there. Anyway, it turned out it was one of those dog trick shows, you know, with the little dogs doing amazing and funny tricks. But I probably wouldn't have noticed it, would have ignored it if it hadn't have been for the crowd. Jesus managed to draw the crowds. When Jesus starts off in his ministry, he made some pretty wild demands. In Mark's gospel, in chapter 1, we see Jesus telling them, the time has come, the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. He's telling them all they need to know to be part of God's kingdom. Two very important things. Two very big demands. Repent, ask forgiveness for sins, to acknowledge them. And believe. Jesus is asking them to believe in him, in God. And one of the tests has to be if people actually did follow him and listen to those demands to repent and trust him. What are some of the things in this chapter of Mark that show us people followed him like he was God? Well, if we go a little bit further into Mark 1, we see that Jesus is by the Sea of Galilee. And he's not there for the sun or the surf. He's recruiting his team. And the amazing thing I find about this is when Jesus says, come follow me, they all go, sure, no worries. Now, if I asked you guys to come and follow me and leave everything, I don't think I'd have too many takers, would I? These guys don't seem to question Jesus' authority, to ask them to follow him. There seems to be a sense of them knowing who Jesus is, that he is God, that they should follow him like that. Then we see Jesus in the synagogue at Capernaum, where people are amazed at his teaching, as we see in Mark 1:22. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. He's teaching with authority because he knows his subject matter better than anybody else. They're looking at him like he's not anyone else. He's not anyone else. People are starting to see him for who he is. But not just that. People flock to him because he casts out impure spirits And it works. The impure spirit calls Jesus the Holy One of God. Jesus commands, and they follow those commands. Then there's Simon's mother-in-law in bed with a fever. Jesus makes her well. Then the whole town bring their sick and demon-possessed to be healed. People flock to him, come to him, recognize him, trust him. They follow him like no one else because he's not just someone else. They follow him for who he really is, God. Now, all of us have friends of friends and friends' friends we know of. People we know of but don't really know. Now, I've focused mainly on the first chapter of Mark's Gospel, and it shows us some really important things about God. Jesus claims to he is God. Because he is God, and we know Jesus is real, we have that documented proof that he lived at that time. And through the Bible, we see that Jesus is God. We see that people followed him as God. You know, the first people who ever saw Jesus go even further than that. Over in John's Gospel, he says that apart from Jesus, you can't see God. That every other glimpse, every other revelation, every other feeling, every other holy book is not showing the true picture. And the clincher for believing Jesus is God is John 1:18. No one has ever seen God but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. This is the thing that makes being a Christian different from other faiths or religions. Jesus doesn't say, God sent me. God told me to tell you this. Oh, I just got an email from God. He is God. He created all things. He's been here from the beginning. Jesus is not just a prophet or a powerful healer that God is using. He is God. And by following Jesus and knowing what he's like, we know what God is like because Jesus is God. Now, I guess the obvious conclusion to draw from this is that if we don't believe Jesus is God, we'd be wasting our time. We could all have a couple of extra hours on a Sunday and just live like everyone else. We could be like all those people who saw Jesus healing and performing miracles and say, no, it's all a trick. It's an illusion. Check for the smoke and the mirrors. They see the wonders and power in Jesus, but dismiss it. They see God and reject him. They don't know what God is really like. And there are a lot of people out there who believe God exists and know Jesus was really here on earth, but they might just see God as some distant, far-off figure that doesn't really have anything to do with them. Or they might see God as an interfering nuisance who they don't want in their lives. They don't want to have anybody but themselves controlling their life. Then there are those people who saw Jesus for who he was. They saw through all his works and healing that he was indeed God. These people believe in Jesus and trust him. And through Jesus, they really know what God is like. They have willingly come back into a relationship with God. The relationship lost at the fall that God has tried continually to rebuild with us. And the only way he could rebuild this relationship was through Jesus. And to me, this just shows you how great God is. How patient is he with us? He has tried since Adam to bring us back into that wonderful relationship with him, but we've continually rejected him. He could have destroyed us completely and started again, but he didn't. He persevered and eventually had Jesus become the only way to salvation, to that renewed relationship. We put our faith and trust in Jesus, and he will take our sin upon his shoulders and give us the path to that wonderful relationship with God. So I'm thinking the question I'm asking today after all my waffling is, do you really know what God is like? Do you see Jesus and see God? Do you see Jesus and through him see what God is really like? Do you have that wonderful relationship with him through Jesus? Do you really know what God is like because Jesus shows us God? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that through Jesus we can know you. We can know what you're really like. And through Jesus, we can have salvation and our relationship renewed with you. All we need to do is repent and believe. You have made all this possible through Jesus. Amen.